Well, this is exactly the problem I worked about. I warned about, Lee, in the post-American, post-constitutional blue territory of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. The hoagie hitter, that's assault, by the way, mocking federal agents on the streets of D.C. and then finally hit one of them full on with a hoagie. That's battery. They're having a hard time. They can't seem to get a grand jury to indict him, even though there's all kinds of video from all kinds of angles of him doing this, been all over national television. They're nullifying. They're refusing to indict. Why? Because they're Democrats. That's why. Now, Trump administration vowed to make an example of him, but they're having a hard time. They can put this. They've got a month to get an indictment by a grand jury, which, by the way, the standards for that are much, much lower than conviction. It's just preponderance of the evidence. So 90% of the time, grand juries indict. They can't seem to get anyone to do it. They can either put him in front of another grand jury to go after him for felony charges, or they can proceed with a misdemeanor charge without the grand jury. But Lee, this is a huge problem for trying anyone in D.C. Yep. You can't. If the person in question is perceived to be a Democrat, it does not matter if they are guilty, even caught on tape. They're just not going to prison.
Exactly. And in this case, not even indicted.
You want to see dual justice? You name me a place in America where it's the opposite, where Republicans behave like that. You won't find one. Like a red area? There isn't one. We apply a law to you. We don't care. That's because we are law and order people. But they have begun to assume this mindset that says if you're a Democrat, you don't go to prison. That is exactly what led to the Russian Revolution. Exactly. Because you had Marxists going around torturing and killing people, and juries would not convict them. And that was the ultimate source of their power. They were unstoppable. Like, for instance, remember this. Michael Sussman, remember him? Former federal prosecutor, cyber attorney, security, worked for the Clinton campaign, goes to the FBI, lies to them, which is against the law. You cannot lie to the FBI. He's busted doing it. Durham investigation picks it up. They have him dead to rights, okay? This is the same crime that they got Michael Flynn for, even though he actually didn't lie to them, but they got him for it anyway. During the Trump transition, he was part of the Trump transition team. And so he does. And remember, the jury acquits him. And afterward, convict him is a better way to put it. Afterwards, they ask the jurors, well, did he not prove his case? And they agreed, no, he did it. We just didn't think there was anything wrong with it. You didn't think there was anything wrong with Sussman lying to the FBI to further the Russia collusion hoax. No, we hate Donald Trump. Okay, so you understand it was fake, right? Yeah. And Sussman lied. Yeah. On behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign to the FBI. Yep, and yeah. And you said no, you weren't going to vote to acquit. Yeah, no, we don't like Trump. So, and that was incredible. I did a lot of time on that at the time because that mentality, wow, you know he committed a crime. The case was proven, but you're going to nullify it because you hate Donald Trump. So this dual justice mentality, Lee, has gotten deep into the left. Mm-hmm. Which is why, I mean, you know, if we can't move these cases that they're going to bring Bolton et al. Into other districts, I mean, the message of the deep state is going to be do whatever you want as long as it's in D.C. Break whatever law you want. Doesn't matter. No one's going to. I mean, they're not even going to. Now we're at the point of forget not convicting. Now we're at the point of not indicting. Because it's clear you're a Democrat in good standing and we like you. What a mess.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the liberals will say, oh, he just threw a sandwich at the officer. Well, that's still assault battery. It's just, you know, you may not like the choice of the weapon, but or feel like that is not a serious offense, but it is the symbolism of what's going on here.
Oh, come on. We all know, Lee, if you got pulled over on the way home today and you had this nice big hoagie and you threw it at his face, you know what would happen. You would be on the ground face down so fast.
Yes, I would have handcuffs on and be in the back of a patrol car.
Exactly. All of us would.
Yes.
This is the norm out here in America for all of us, unless you are a vaunted liberal in D.C., in which case then, you know, making a political point, then OK. But you didn't hit Donald Trump even. You hit an officer. I mean, you hit a federal agent. You like. OK, this is a problem. Again, because so much of the crimes, so many of the crimes by our intelligence community occur in D.C. And if this is the mentality, it's a, they're talking about a free-for-all. And here's the other problem with that, too. Think about this, Liam. The implications are staggering. Where does every member of Congress have to go to serve? D.C. So if they're victimized by these intel agencies or laws are broken in D.C., it's a license for persecution. That's what Sussman showed us. And that's what this shows us. And yeah, it's just a sandwich. But again, I've got a much worse example, Sussman. That's just incredible to me. So that means this jury knew Russia collusion was fake, knew Hillary faked it, knew Sussman lied to the FBI, literally walks into the FBI, tells us a pack of lies, no fear, even though that's a felony, and they're fine with it. Then I don't know.
Whatever happened to equal justice under law?
Democrats are beginning to think like Marxists do, where the number one factor in whether you're tried, charged, prosecuted is your politics and your value to the party. If I can get one thing across on this show, it's become theme of the show, and that's because this is what Marxism is, and we are seeing it, and that's what this is. This is not soft on crime. That was the 1990s. This is something new. Texter writes, it was an assault hoagie or a war sandwich. It did look good, I will say. It's a shame to waste a sandwich like that. But it's not on the PhD weight loss plans.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. Meanwhile, we have the new GDP numbers as a revised version of the GDP numbers. Good news. They have revised the GDP growth up to a whopping 3.3%. That's fantastic.
Okay.
For quarter two. Initial jobless claims are down a little bit, 229,000 down from 234. The most important number there, and this is huge, and you will not see the left cover this. Remember they told us core PCE prices were over 3%, so that would be inflationary. Remember that?
Right.
And much was made of that last month. Like, oh no, or it's the tariffs are heading into, you know, are causing inflation, blah, blah. Yeah, they just revised them down to 2.5. And anything under 3 is not considered inflationary. It is inflationary because we print money, but it's considered acceptable.
Yeah. Well.
So all of that hysteria, all of that coverage, all those headlines about, oh, look, you know, we're seeing those core numbers, those core price numbers go up and Trump's over 3 and oh, no, and this is his inflation. Nope, 2.5. That is solid.
So a story you will not be seeing on CNBC today, I guess.
No, of course not. Why would you see that?
Yeah.
No, you would not see that.
Or if they do report it, I'm sure it'll be a well-filtered and well-spun story.
Yeah. Now, here's there's some really other great stuff in here. Consumer spending, they had said it's up 0.5%, so you want to see an increase in consumer spending. Right. It's they revised it to 1.6% increase.
Wow.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a confident consumer. We'd love to see it a little higher, sure, but that's way better than where we were before. And oh my gosh, GDP price index. Holy cow. This is a killer number. They had reported at 3.8%. Again, this is the basis for all of these hysterical Trump's tariffs are causing inflation. BS reports. 3.8%. Not good. That is inflationary. Revised to actual 2%.
Okay.
That's really good. That's right where you need. In fact, that's lower than a nice target. That's like 2.5 is satisfactory. 2.0 is good. So I think they just must have put these numbers out to generate the hysteria. Now they're quietly revising them. So again, all good numbers. I'd like to see the jobless claims come down a little bit more, a lot more actually. But other than that, I mean, we're right on track. And you know what this shows? They're not going to say this. You will not see the headlines. The tariffs aren't causing inflation.
Yep.
That is not happening.
Right.
You know, I've explained, you know, basic economics freshmen in college could tell you after an economics course, there is no relationship between tariffs and inflation. Only one thing causes inflation, and that is printing money. Tariffs might cause price increases, but that's not inflation. And so far, no price increases. Not measurable. Not in this data. Not in the revised data. Now, that does not mean we not have it by the end of the year. We might. And I can't tell you because I don't know. We've never done this before. I don't know what it'll do. Nobody does. And anyone who tells you they do is full of it. But so far, steady as she goes. Keep your fingers crossed. The frantic pleas started almost immediately from Democrats. And I'm talking the blood and dried on the sidewalk yet. The transgender shooter shot himself. Democrat Mayor Jacob Free repeating the talking points that had been distributed. They must have got him out fast. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. MSNBC said it. Psaki said it. He said it. Don't talk about the trans community. Don't talk about the trans community. Stop it. Stop talking. Why? Because it's devastating. They don't want you to talk about the trans community because if you don't talk about the trans community, you can't talk about him. They don't want you to talk about the trans aspect. Why? He called himself the Wokester. And his silly little manifesto, all the things he believed, he thought were his, they're not his. It's like a checkoff point, checkoff list of Democrat talking points and a sad one too. This guy wasn't unique. He cut and pasted the Democrat Party agenda into his manifesto because he wasn't creative enough to come up with his own worldview. So sad. Sick. He was one of them. They don't want you talking about that. They don't. They don't want you to notice. They don't want you to know. But it was. It was very much like a who's who and what's what of Democrat Party talking points. There's another reason that they probably don't want you talking about him. Listen to this. People are trans, because it was in Russian, Cyrillic. People are translating. Listen to this. From the New York Post, Minneapolis school shooter Robin Westman confessed he was tired of being trans. Quote, I wish I never brainwashed myself. Oh, they don't want you talking about this. Transgender mass shooter, this is just breaking. He was Robert before. And really, he was always Robert. Confessed that he was tired of being trans and wished he'd never brainwashed himself in a manifesto posted on Line. No wonder he posted it online. The Democrats would have disappeared this like they did Audrey Hale's. He posted it so everyone would see it. In a twisted handwritten journal he shared on YouTube, Westman groaned about his long hair and his decision to transition, said he wished he'd never done it. I only keep the long hair because it's pretty much my last shred of being trans. I am tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself. All right. Wouldn't say you brainwashed yourself. Democrat Party took care of that for you. Where are you, Minneapolis? Oh, you were brainwashed the second you walked into school. Quote, I can't cut my hair now, he wrote, as it would be an embarrassing defeat. And this is interesting. It might be a concerning change of character that could get me reported. It just always gets in my way, talking about his hair. I will probably chop it on the day of the attack. Huh. Shot the kids, obviously, tragically, before taking his own life. Westman applied to change his birth name from Robert to Robin, got his mom's signature to do it when he was 17 years old. The petition said that Westman identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification. But 5 years later, he seemed to have shrunk away from his new identity, scribbling on another page of the notebook, quote, I don't want to dress girly all the time. I know I am not a woman, but I definitely don't feel like a man. Folks, I'm not a doctor, but this isn't hard to put together. Look, I've been reading to you since the beginning of the show today. If you go on Google and you ask, do cross-gender hormones, cross-sex hormones, cause schizophrenia-like symptoms or psychosis? The answer is yes. In girls, it happens when they take them. Why? It depresses, it represses your estrogen, that hurts your central nervous system, and it induces psychosis. Think Audrey Hale. Guarantee that's her story. That's why they won't let us see the toxicology report. In males, when you go on cross-sex hormones, female estrogen hormones, and then you go off of them, according to Google, that is when you have psychotic episodes. All he had left was his hair. He stopped transitioning. God, it makes so much sense. I know I'm right about this. This is literally right on Google. And they hide it and couch it all these times. Ah, transitioning's great. It's wonderful. Everyone loves it. But hey, it causes psychosis. Yeah, that better than that. No, it's fine. No, it's absolutely great. You got Melania Trump out this morning. I know she's trying to help. She's saying we've got to find a better way of identifying these shooters. And she's kind of almost leaning in the direction of, hey, we should surveil them online. No, no, no. No, we cut off the cross-sex hormones. That's what we do. And by the way, I tweeted that if you want to see it. It's a screenshot from Google. And I guarantee, you know how Google, I mean, everything is sanitized. It's got to be worse than this. They write, well, gender affirming hormone therapy itself does not directly cause schizophrenia. Yes, it does. Fluctuation in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. Let's read that again. Fluctuations in sex hormones and pre-existing vulnerabilities can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. And again, it goes on to explain the different ways that it works on a male or female body. Again, with women, it's outright, as it would have been for Audrey Hale. For him, you go off of it, and that's when you have the psychosis after you do that to your body. And he would have abused his body for years. It makes sense. And that, folks, is why in a frothing panic, they sent Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey out to say, do not discuss transgender community. And said, if you do, you're a hater.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common.
No, what I'm doing today is not, I'm not demonizing the trans community. I'm trying to help them. He needed help. And all he got was hurt. All he got was more poison from Big Pharma. That's all he got. Can you imagine? Here's the thing. What would you do if you realized this was all a load of crap and you don't feel like a man anymore? Of course you don't. You've wrecked your body with those crazy hormones and you need help. You really need help now. And where are you going to go to get it? And especially not in Minneapolis, there is no doctor who's going to say, I'll help you detransition. No, they're going to say you need more hormones. What you really need is to chop something off. They're going to push you forward. There's nobody who's going to say, yes, you've been damaged by these hormones. I understand how. Let me help you detransition in a way that will take away your pain. I'm so sorry that doctors and Big Pharma did this to you. There's no one to help you with that. No one. It's not allowed. The war over the vaccine is heating up. And I don't even know how to report this story. The CDC director was either fired, which The Hill reported, and in the same article said she was also not fired, and also said she refuses to resign, but also was fired, but also not was fired. Whatever. She's hired a Democrat lawyer because she's a Democrat. Meanwhile, the head of their zoonotic division, their head of their vaccine division, walked out the door. I guess protests, or maybe they were fired. It's all very confusing this morning. Anyway, the top line news is this morning, now that she's got her Democrat lawyer, she's saying she refuses to go. Kennedy can't fire her, which would seem to suggest she was fired. I don't understand. It's very confusing. But she's saying Donald Trump would have to do it. Nobody knows if Trump's gonna. By the way, she spent years on Big Pharma payroll, so that's who she is. What caused this uproar? Why yesterday? Well, yesterday was the day that RFK Jr. conducted an assault on a holy sacrament. Oh, yeah, it was sacrilegious. Their sacrament's the shot. And he ended the emergency use authorization yesterday. Now, for you and me, you're like, oh, good. For them, oh, this is the end. The end is coming. What does ending the emergency use authorization actually do for the COVID mRNA shot? What does that mean? That means that according to federal law, like every other shot, it's got to be trialed. And vaccine trials are extensive. Just average vaccine trials can be 7 years. Some go up to 15. And it includes things like side effects, whether it kills you. Is it true what that study showed us? It destroys 60% of women's ovarian reserve, 60% of their eggs. Slashes fertility lifetime by more than half. I don't know. And they don't want to know. So they went wild. They went wild because they know the shot hurts and kills. They do. They know it crosses the brain barrier. They know it embeds itself in your DNA. They know it causes strokes and causes turbo cancer. They know all of it. Because if it didn't do those things, they'd be fine with having a vaccine trial. We don't need an emergency use authorization. COVID was in 2020. We're almost to 2026. And get this. This lunatic CDC director, who, by the way, only lasted, did she make it a full 4 weeks? I don't think it was a full 4 weeks before she's out the door. But why do we try? She was confirmed by the Senate. This is embarrassing. Why do we hire these people? Why does he hire these people? Why does he think he can bring in liberal after liberal after liberal and somehow they'll be loyal to him? And Kennedy's obviously an exception to that because he's got a very long history of opposing the shot and the junk science that is part of the Health and Human Services. It just endemic throughout. So this is what this fight is over. The big pharma companies have pulled rank. They cannot make it if they have to do real clinical documented shot trials. They cannot. And they know it. They won't make it. And they got two major problems. Number one, we already know this. The COVID vaccine does not work. And doesn't stop COVID. In fact, it makes you more likely to get it. How's it work for the flu? Oh, I can't wait to find out. I'm assuming the same way, total failure. You get enough of them, instant death. At a minimum, damage. Turbo cancer. All that fun stuff. So, yeah, they don't want a shot trial. So all Kennedy has said here, and she's accusing him, she's saying it's unscientific and she will not go along. Wait. You're saying, you're the CDC director, you're saying it is unscientific to do shot trials. Like we do for every other vaccine. That's your point. That is your stand. Unscientific to do shot trials. She doesn't need to be there. Again, this is the kind of person Trump appointed in his last term. And folks, leaving somebody like this in places is very dangerous. We don't need somebody advocating for lockdowns, shutdowns, killer shots, and the rest. But you know what it shows you? The reason I'm taking so much time on this, what it shows you is they will do anything to keep from doing a shot trial on this. And why is that? Yeah, we already have 30,000 deaths reported to VAERS from the shot. All-time record, by the way. Typical year from the flu vaccine, the old one, not the mRNA vaccine. Dear God, don't get that. Make sure if you get the flu vaccine, you need to understand, doctor, is this the mRNA vaccine or is this the old flu shot? By the way, the old flu shot makes you more likely to get the flu. We know that now too, but they won't tell you that. Your doctor probably doesn't even know. They usually will read the CDC stuff and nothing else. And so, I mean, they are so delusional that they're dangerous, these doctors. So they've been taught in medical school, hey, just do what the CDC says, it'll be okay. And they do it because it protects them in lawsuits if they're following whatever the CDC says. Unfortunately, the CDC's gone homicidal and this is not helping. Anyway, yeah, 30,000 deaths. Now, usually only about 10% are reported, so you do the math. That'd be 300,000 dead people from the shot. And shots do kill. That's why we have VAERS. That's why Congress created it to report it. A lot of people don't know about it, so it doesn't get created, reported. And a lot of doctors don't report to it because they're the ones who gave the shot and they don't want to open themselves to a lawsuit. But still, miraculously, about 10% of the deaths and side effects do get reported. And so for a typical year flu shot, you're talking, I don't know, 10, 20 deaths, something like that. So we're talking 200, 300 deaths maybe. Across the country, which is, so just to give you an idea what norm would be. And by the way, they don't count the fact that it makes you more likely to get the flu in the death total, because that's kind of causality. It's really hard to document. But anyway, if you got 30,000 deaths and VAERS from the shot, yeah, that's a genocide. Yeah, so you can understand why they really need that emergency use authorization in place so they don't have to do science. And of course, Kennedy is trying to end it. And so that's why we just had these people at the CDC walk out the door and say, there is no science here. We demand no science. We want our sacrament to remain the way that it is. And it is. It's a sacrament at this point. So it's an act of faith to take it. You hope that God will protect you and you will survive it. So anyway, yeah, no, that's where we are. So here, and here's the thing, what Kennedy is doing, unfortunately, the shot would still, tragically, it could no longer be given to kids under the age of 12. And the Moderna shots could no longer be given to the kids under the age of 12 with no high risk conditions, but you can still poison yourself with it if you would like. It does not mean the shots are off the market, but it does mean going forward, we need double blind trials. Why? Like everybody else has to do for every other shot. Man, they hold on to this thing, don't they? There's something with this shot. They love this shot. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I can think of 600,000 reasons for a vaccine trial right now via the Chinese visa students. Yeah, folks, overnight, is somebody else noticing the math that I noticed didn't add up? Because 3 months ago, Donald Trump was saying no to 500,000 visas for the Chinese students. Good. Now he's saying 600,000 visas. And he is going to do them. Well, no, wait, that's 100,000 more. It's going up. Why is it going up? Well, folks were asking the Trump administration that, like, why are the numbers going up? Are you increasing the Chinese visa numbers? And they're saying, no, we're sticking with existing policy. But as my friend Rosemary Jenks and Immigration Accountability Project points out, quote, those numbers don't add up. According to the ICE's SEVIS, by this federal data, by the numbers report, in 2024, there were only, this Biden, right? Last year, Biden, there were only 329,000 total Chinese students enrolled. Now you're saying 600,000? That's a doubling of the visas. He's doubling the Chinese visas. Okay, that's not winning. And that is losing bigly. That is worse than Biden and losing ground over where Biden was. So, I mean, I have questions. I mean, this would mean not only did Trump have to capitulate to the Chinese to keep the rare earth minerals flowing, it would mean they're winning. Because this is... they spend $15 billion to send these kids to school here. They pay for it because they make way more than that with all of the scientific data, tech data, all of that that they steal, like the Chinese student arrested this week. Did Donald Trump double the number of Chinese visas? Because last year of the Biden administration, the total number of Chinese students here on a visa was 329,000. And he's now saying 600,000. Yeah, I hope that was a massive mistake. Because it's, and I retweeted this morning, it's looking like he's doubling the visas as part of the deal with the Chinese. That's according to the Immigration Accountability Project, which pulled the numbers. And here they are, active student visas from India, 422,000. From China, this is 2024, 329,000. Trump said 600,000. That would be losing in the negotiations. Folks, just the news of the last 48 hours shows us how important this is. When you have a Chinese postdoc researcher taking, because he's on a student visa, a job from American students working on taxpayer-funded cancer research and then stealing that research and sending it back to China. It appears they caught him before he was able to actually transfer it, but he was in the process of it. Now you want to hear Big Stupid? Who approved his visa? Yeah, State Department, Department of Defense. Okay. Yeah, there goes our military again, trying to help our worst enemy on Earth. I just, when it comes to China, Democrat-run military cannot be trusted. They will fuse with the Chinese People's Liberation Army every time and help them however they can. Most especially with the $52 million in funding for COVID. But anyway, check this out. So you got India and China. India, 422,000 student visas in 2024 under Joe Biden. China, a mere 329,000, nothing like today, where we're now talking six. After that, South Korea, 61,000. Canada, 46,000. Brazil, 44,000. Vietnam, 36,000. Okay, what is going on here when you look at why India and China are the top two? Because they vote Democrat. No, they vote in the majority for Democrats. Again, I've been telling you about this since the time of George Bush, when a deal was cut between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans wanted the H-1B and student visa labor. They wanted to bring them in for the profit and for all of that. And the Democrats said, no, we're not helping corporations. We hate corporations. We hate capitalism. Republicans said, okay, we'll only bring in people who vote Democrat. Democrats said sold. And that's why India and China are the only ones. Did you look at this? This is why, when you look at who's being blocked here, okay, do you see South Africa? No. Did you see people go wild, Democrats go wild when Trump bought in a couple dozen families? Because they thought, well, this is the beginning. I mean, those people, I mean, it's horrifying, walking in, waving American flags instead of pride flags. Those people going to vote Republican. You can't have that. What about all of these former Soviet republics that are very poor but have a lot of white, right-leaning people in them with PhDs, engineering degree? Nope, none of them. I'm looking at the top 15 countries for visas. None of them. They're being blocked because they don't vote Democrat. This is why this system has to be thrown out, not just because they're taking from the jobs from us and not just because of the industrial espionage. Okay. Tomorrow, Bill Frady is in for me tomorrow. Yeah, and I'll be back on Monday, or, well, Tuesday.